Bezus Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Samach Gimel in Maseches Ksubis. I don't have the tally in front of us of what number daf in Shas we are, because Baruch Hashem, the Eisenstein family is being Ola Regel, going from Ramat Beit Shemesh through the hills of Yehuda, Bezer Hashem, to Yerushalayim. I'm looking forward to one day doing this with you and entering the Har Habayis and the Beis HaMikdash to bring our karbonos. It's Bezchus, my wife, that I'm able to do the Daf Yomi with you, and again today as well, because she's driving. It's Aser to learn and to drive at the same time, but she's doing the driving, and therefore I'm able to learn with you. I guess it's appropriate that today's Daf be one of the most famous stories in Shas. On the top of Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, starting from the bottom of Samach Beis Amid Beis, we're going to have the story of Rabbi Akiva and his Mesiras Nefesh, and even more significantly, his wife's Mesiras Nefesh for his Talmud Torah. And then we're going to have a new Mishnah, and the Mishnah is actually going to talk about the exact opposite topic, and that is a bad wife, in contrast to the daughter of Kalba Savua, who is the ultimate wife. The Mishnah then will talk about a bad wife and a woman who loses her ksuba. And the Gemara will give many examples of that, of a moredes al baila, and a woman who's not entitled to her ksuba. The Gemara on Samach Gimel Beis will describe that the concept, a moredes is a gradual process, and she gets a warning, and there is a hachraza, and the halachos of hachraza are going to be described as well. The warning of someone who is about to be put into nidui, or for that matter, for someone who is about to be punished by Chazal. Let's Bezer Hashem pick up four lines from the bottom of Samach Beis and Mabez with one of the most inspiring stories that exists in all of Shas. Rabbi Akiva Rei de Ben Kalba Savua. Rabbi Akiva was a shepherd of Kalba Savua. Havechazise Barte, his daughter, Kalba Savua's daughter, noticed. Dahave Tznia, notice, she didn't see that he was a big lamdin, but rather she noticed he was a tsanua umaali, and he was an upper person. What does that mean? An upper person, mali from above. Mefarshim understand that means that he was a Baal Midos. In other words, the way he acted was above. We talk about with the children. Yesterday there was somebody, Shlomo, is this right? Yesterday there was someone that teased Shlomo Zalman, right? When we were walking, there was someone that was teasing you? Someone said something to you that you didn't like, you remember? And we spoke about the idea that we don't always have to answer back. We could be ma'ali, we could be above. We don't have to respond. David Tzania u'ma'ali. He was someone who was a ben sanua, and his actions were above. He was lemala. Amra le. So she said to him, imikad shinalach, if I will marry you, azalta lebe rav, she saw tremendous potential in him. She suggested that they get married. Will you go to the yeshiva of rav? Amra la in. He said yes, but she knew that her parents were opposed. She needed a chosh of a shidduch. Igdisha le bitzine. So they did kiddushin with two eidim in private. Vishadirte. And she sent him to learn Torah. Shama avua. When her father heard about it, afka mi beise, he kicked her out of the house. Adra no minichase, and he prohibited her to get any pleasure from his belongings. Ozel Yosef treis rei shnin bibei rav. Rabbi Akiva then went and he sat and learned for 12 years in the yeshiva. Of course, it doesn't mean Bei Rav, doesn't mean the yeshiva of Rav, because of course Rav is a few generations after Rabbi Akiva, but it means the yeshiva of the Rav. Kiyasa, when he came back, Aisi Bahadi Treis Rei Alfe Talmidei. He came back with 12,000 Talmidim. Now it's interesting, if I'm not mistaken, I don't have, as I told you, I'm in the car going up to Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. I don't have the Gemara Yevamos in front of me, but the Gemara in Yevamos, I think it's around this Dapim, maybe even Samach Beis, of course, continues the story with the death of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim in groups of 12,000. Rabbi Akiva comes He finishes with 24,000 Talmidim, or that's the middle of the story, not the finish, right? Because Rabbi Akiva ends with 5 Talmidim who continue his Masorah. If I'm not mistaken, it's Yevamah Samach Beis. It's easy to remember now. Ksubah Samach Beis, Yevamah Samach Beis. Either way, whether we're right or wrong, clearly there were 12,000 Talmidim. Shamei Lahu Saba. He heard an elderly woman, an elderly man, that was saying to his wife, notice here it's the elderly people aren't the wise ones. And the elderly man is berating Rabbi Akiva. Ad kamo kom midaberes almonas chayim. How long will you live the life of a living widow? At least a widow is able to get remarried. You are married, your husband's alive, and he's not taking care of you. Amrale, she said to him, if he would listen to me, he'll sit and learn another 12 years. Amar, Rabbi Akiva said to his wife, to himself, Birshusa kavidna, she's giving me rishus to go for another 12 years. So you see over here that Rabbi Akiva had felt that he had rishus only for 12 years. Hader azov v'yasiv treisrei shni achrini bebei rav. He went back to learn another 12 years. He also, when he came back, aisibade esrin v'arba alfei talmidim. He came back with 24,000 talmidim. Shama debaisa havis kanafka lape. And his wife heard that Rabbi Akiva was coming, and she went out to greet him. Amrula shivita. Her neighbor said to her, Shauli mine levushe vichsi, take one of my nice dresses. Rabbi Akiva's wife, because she was living in poverty, didn't have any nice dresses. Amra lahu, she responded to her, the daughter of Kalba Sevu, responded to a neighbor, a pasuk in Mishlei, Yoidea tzadik nefesh behemta, a tzadik recognizes the nefesh. Notice how her lowly she puts herself, recognizes his behema. Kimatya legabe, when she came in front of him. Notice, and I've said this before, I don't think if I had said this publicly it would made a difference. It's not my tzibur of Talmidim, but notice Rabbi Akiva comes with 24,000 Talmidim and there is no pushing. She's able, she wants to go to the front. She asks the Talmidim to go to the front, and she goes to the front. This whole idea of pushing around Tzadikim and Talmidei Chachamim, we've said this before, it came to Mamish Shvichas Damim, is something that is foreign to Avodas Hashem and foreign to Yadus, and I don't know where this disgusting, disgusting behavior comes from. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us be misaking the terrible Chesronos in Klal Yisrael. There are beautiful, beautiful things in Klal Yisrael. I was at the Levaya of one of the Poskei Hador, Rav Ozner Zecher Tzadik L'Kadosh Levracha, and I wasn't very close, but I sensed that there was a tremendous amount of disorder, and that requires a Cheshbon HaNefesh. I was not close to the Mita. There were other Levayas of great Tzadikim in Eretz Yisrael that I was close to the Mita, and I felt that it was, and there were moments that it was not bikuach nefesh, but that someone could have severely gotten hurt, and I don't understand it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should guide us, and the Rabbanim should stand up and be moicha b'chol koicham about the zilzul and zilzul haTorah, and the greatest thing of in itself, the loss of life. This doesn't even require more elaboration. It's pained me in the past. I complained to Rabbanim, and unfortunately, nothing yet has been done. Gemara continues. Kimata legabe nafla al apa. When she came close to him, she was able to get close. She fell on her face. Kamenashkele lekare, and she kissed his garments. Have a kamat chifa la. So then, when she did this, so then she was pushed away. Then the Shamashim pushed her away because that was inappropriate. And Yoyada has a cheshbon now. She knew that she was able to kiss his feet because she knew that at that time she was not a nida. So therefore, she kissed him. So for that, the Shamashim were very surprised. They asked her, maybe even they pushed her back in such a case. So then Rabbi Akiva says, Amalu Shafkua, let her go. Sheli v'shalachem shelahu. Everything that I have is yours, is hers, excuse me. Everything that we have is hers because of all of her mercivas nefesh. Period. Shama avua. So now Kalba Savua has heard the Asa Gavra Rabba Lamasa, that there's this big Talmud Chacham. He didn't put two and two together. Amar Izil Gabe. He says, I will go towards him. I will go to him and ask him to be Mefer, the neder that I had said that my daughter should not derive any benefit from me. So this is interesting. What exactly motivated him now to go to be made for neder? As we're going to see from the Hemshech HaGemara, he did not know that this was his son-in-law, Rabbi Akiva. Also, like Abbe, he went to him, Amale. So Rabbi Akiva responded to him when he told him the story without revealing his identity. Adaita de Gavra Rabba Mina Darta. If he was going to become a great man, was that your intention to make the neder? Amale, Sekalba Savua, no. Afilu Perek Echad, Afilu Achaloch Achas. As long as he was going to know one Perek or one Halacha. You see, even Kalba Savua understood the Chashivas of one Perek, one Halacha, one daf at a time. Not a Gavra Rabba right off the bat. Amale, I know who. Rabbi Akiva told him, it's me. Nafa Ape Vinashki Al Kare. He fell on top of him, he kissed him, kissed his feet, and he gave him half of his money. The Rishonim get involved with a technical question over here. Tosis asks that in general we're not poteach binolad. In other words, that we don't suggest if you had known that this guy was a Gavra Rabba, if you had known that it was going to be nolad this way, so then in such a case, then the neder is undone. The first answer of Tosfos says that nolad is when that item doesn't exist in the world. Here, the item existed in the world. All it needed is Rabbi Akiva to take his legs to go to the yeshiva. And since that already existed, the legs existed, the yeshiva existed, the recipe is already there. The recipe to become an Adam Gadol is already there. That's not a nolad. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in our worlds to become an Adam Gadol, and therefore Tosfos says that that would not be considered the Iser Liftoach Benolad that's described in Nun Dalid in Samach Dalid in Nedarim. Tosfos and Rishonim give other answers as well. So the Gemara continues and says, Barte to Rabbi Akiva. The tradition over here in Rabbi Akiva's family to be Moser Nefesh in this way for Terah went on to the next generation. The daughter of Rabbi Akiva, Avdalah Ben Azai, she did the same thing for Ben Azai, that she married him on the condition that he would go and learn for a long time. Da'ainu Damri Inchi, and this is what people say, Rechili Basar Rechila, that the sheep follows the sheep. Ku'uvdei Ima, kach uvdei Barta. What their mothers do is what the daughters follow and do as well. It's interesting, I was at a chasana a short while ago. I won't mention names for those who know, Matov and Anoyim, that I noticed that this family, every single one of the son-in-laws were something very, 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 very special. And I thought that it could very well be that it happens to be that the mother of all of these girls has a reputation, I don't know personally, as being a tzadekes. And that's the way it goes. If one wants one's children to be special people, to marry special people, the way in which that is done is not through telling them, but rather is living in such a way. Rechili basa rechili. That the sheep follow the sheep. Ku'uvdei ima. What powerful Gemara. The Gemara continues. Rav Yosef Brei Derava, Shadre Avua Levei Rav, Lekamei Derav Yosef. Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, sent by Rava to learn in the yeshiva of Rav Yosef. Excuse me, it went to the yeshiva of Rav. Here again, could very well be that Rav doesn't mean Pshuto Kimashmoi Rav, but rather just means a yeshiva in general. the Kameder of Yosef, and he went in front of Rav Yosef. So you have Rav Yosef learning in front of Rav Yosef. Paskele Shishnin. He learned for 6 years, and they had made up, it would be 6 years. Kavitlashnin, when 3 years were up, Matim Aliyoma de Kippurah, it reached the time of Yom Kippur. Here, this Gemara is a very different type of story about someone going away to learn in yeshiva. So, Kavitlashnin, Matim Aliyoma de Kippurah, Amar Azil Vechzinulan Shibese, I'll go visit my family. Now notice the father's reaction. Shama Avue, his father heard about it. Shakul Mana Vinafiklate. He took a object and went after him. In other words, he was going to be tough on him. What are you doing coming home? You belong in yeshiva. Amar Lei, he said to him. Rava said to his son Rav Yosef, Zaynascha Niskarta. You remember food before the time was up? You thought about eating before your 6 years is up. Ikadamri, others say, Amalei, Yonah's son. Yonah's son is karta. Menachem, my son, explains that a Yonah in Shir HaShirim is a reference to a wife. So he's saying, Yonah's son is karta, your wife, you remembered. Itrit, both of them were disturbed, and therefore, lo marivsik velo marivsik. Both of them didn't eat a suda hamafsekes. It's interesting, the Gemara here concludes with one or two stories that are similar to the Mesiris Nefesh of Rabbi Akiva's wife, but don't entirely turn out well. One story over here is Rav Yosef Brei de Rava, where Rava sent him away for an extended period of time, and it doesn't seem to be a positive conclusion to the story. As well, according to Tosos, one could argue the story of Rabbi Akiva's daughter, and that is Ben Azai. Because Tosos asks that Ben Azai, we have a tradition from other Mesechtos. I can't read the Tosos right now, we're going in through a tunnel, an appropriate time to speak out something. So Tosos quotes, the Gemara says that Ben Azai was never married. So therefore Tosos suggests that it could be that the daughter of Rabbi Akiva had only married Ben Azai through Erisin, but the marriage was never completed. We're now out of the tunnel. Tosis is quoting from the Gemara in Sota on Dav Dalit. So Dav Dalit in Sota, we see over there that Ben Azai was not married. So it could be the Gemara mentioning these two stories is pointing out that everybody is different, and that for Rabbi Akiva and his wife it worked gloriously. For Ben Azai it worked well, that he became a tremendous Talmud Chacham, but according to the way Tosus understands and reconciling the Gemara, they never ultimately got married. That in itself is a tragedy. And finally, Rav Yosef Brei de Rava, it didn't seem to work out entirely well as well. That means the lesson is that each person has to calibrate their own Avodas Hashem based on their particular madregas. Beis Hashem, we continue the next Mishnah. Hamoiredes al Bala. If someone rebelled against her husband, poschin la b'ksubasa. So then in such a case, we begin to diminish her ksuba. Shiva dinarim b'shabbos. 7 dinarim every Shabbos. In other words, he doesn't necessarily divorce her, but she begins to lose her ksuba, and that's one of the things we have to discuss. When is there a chiyuv immediately to divorce, and when is there halacha moredes that poichsin la miksubasa? Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, 7 tarpikin. Rabbi Yehuda says the amount is 7 tarpikin, which is, if I'm not mistaken, a tarpikin is less than a dinar. Each day being 1 dinar or 1 tarpik. The Gemara in a moment will spell out what a moredes is. Ad masai hu poches, how much do you take away? Ad kenege ksubasa, you take away week by week until the ksuba goes down to nothing. The amount you take out, not only the amount of the ksuba, but you keep on taking off. So let's say she's already lost the 200 zuz, you will continue calculating, 300, 400. How then is that going to be exercised? The answer is, Rabbi Yossi says, that im tipol Yerusha mimakom acher, that the husband will get that Yerusha because now he begins to be entitled to more money from her. The disagreement here between Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi is, according to Reb Yehuda, the moment the ksuba has been entirely taken away, then they get divorced. Where Reb Yossi says, no, they don't get divorced yet, they still just keep on calculating the money. And similarly, someone who rebels against his wife, that the Gemara will explain what that is. In other words, just like you have the concept of Moredes, you also have the concept of a Moret. Mosivin al Ksubasa, then he has to get more Ksuba. Shlosha dinarim b'Shabbos. So he actually adds less than she gets taken away. He gives 3 dinarim b'Shabbos. Reb Yehuda amar shlosha t'rupikin. Again, Reb Yehuda disagrees. The Gemara explains Moredes Mimai. What does it mean that she rebels? Ravuna Amar Mitash Mishamita, that she refuses to be intimate with him. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Amar Mimalacha. Rabbi Yosef Chanina says she refuses to go to work. Tnan, V'chein Hamodar al Ishta. We also learned someone who rebels against his wife. According to Mandamri, that says that Moredes means that she refuses Tashmish. So too, the same thing would be as well for a man. But according to Mandamra, who says that she refused to do work, is a man responsible to do work? In other words, a woman has certain malachos that part of the ksuba says that she's supposed to do around the house. In fact, we had that concept in the Mishnah when we spoke about Malachos she'isha osa labayla anun tesa mebeis. The Mishnah described tochenes va'ofem mechabeses mevasheles, what we would call in English domestic duties. So that a woman has a responsibility to do. Does a man have any responsibilities on the ksuba? So in basic hilchos shalom bayis for today, for sure, there are certain things that a man should do around the house. Basic things. Baal pi hilchos ksuba, the answer is no. There isn't any particular chiyuv. So the Gemara asks, Melacha mi mishabidla. Now, the man that has to support his wife, as the Gemara is about to describe, but a particular melacha in the house, he doesn't have to do. Melacha mi mishabidla, in, says the Gemara, Ba'omer, eini zan ve'eini mefarnes. In a case in which man says that I'm not going to feed her or be mefarnes her. We've learned in the past there are 2 chiyuvim that a husband has to his wife. Number one is to give her food, and also to give her a little bit of money as well, to be able to buy nice things and so on. That's also part of the chiyuv of the husband to be mefarnes his wife. So therefore, the husband here is a moirid, because he's neither giving her food nor giving her basic things, lefarnes. V'amar Rav, but didn't Rav say, Oimer, eini zan ve'eini mefarnes, yotzi v'yuten ksuba? We throw him out of the house. We force him to divorce her, and we force him to pay the ksuba if he doesn't feed in mefarnes her. Says the Gemara, v'lav limluche bei boi. Answers the Gemara, don't we say that we consult with him? If there's a rumor that he's not doing things properly, we don't immediately pull out our guns and throw him out of the house. It's a process. The first thing we do is we ask him, we interrogate him, is it true, and so on and so forth. We encourage him to do tshuva, and we give him some time before we force the marriage to end. However, one of the mechanics we use is we say that you're going to, for every week that you don't support her, every week you're a moirid. So then in such a case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we take off 3 dinarim a week. So that's why we're not talking about a case where he's already needs to divorce her. We force him to divorce her if he's not feeding her or being mefarnes her. We continue the Gemara 4 lines from the bottom. Now back home in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Zocha to be Ola Rego, to see the Ritzpah of the Har Habayis. Be'ezer Hashem, we should go there together to bring our Kabbanos. Also Zocha to the Hagdol Pnei Rabbeinu. We spoke for a while with Rav Neman Sal Shlita. My son started asking me a few things. I said, we still have to finish the daf, and then Amir Tzashem, during supper, we'll do chazara of the things that we heard from our great rabbis. Let's, Beis Hashem, pick up where we're up to. That is 4 lines from the bottom. Meisive. The Gemara asks the following kasha. We're going to analyze who is correct in the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yossi Barab Chanina, whether Moredes is from intimacy or mimalacha. We learned, we're going to have this later on, samach dalid, achas li arusa unesua. The same applies for arusa unesua, vafilu nida, whether even if she's a nida, vafilu chola, vafilu shomeres yava. And in all these cases, she is has a Torah's merit, Rashi writes, even if she's a shomeres yavam, or she was a nida, or sick. We're going to remove the parentheses, follow the gears of the Marshal, and continue with the bottom line of the Gemara. Mishlem lemanda amar mitashmish. According to the manda amar, who says that moredes is in regards to tashmish, hainu diktani chole. That's why she's a chole. I understand, according to the manda amar that says that moredes is someone who doesn't have tashmish, then this brisa is telling us that if she's sick, she's still a moredes, because it's still physically possible for her to be intimate. However, continues the Gemara going on to Amid Beis, Elamand Amar Mimalacha, but if we're going to say that a moredes is someone who doesn't want to do work, Chola Bas Malachi is a woman who's sick, able to do work. She can't. She could have Tashmish, but she can't do Malacha. Elamitashmish Kuleyamalo Pligi Dehavi Moredes. So we'll answer as follows. When it comes to Tashmish, everybody agrees that if she refused to have Tashmish, she's considered Moredes. Ki Pligi Bimalacha. But the Machlokis is a case of Malacha. Marisol Savar mimilacha lo havim redes, umar savar mimilacha nami havim redes. Machlokas only is if malacha also qualifies as meredes. If she doesn't want to do malacha, is she meredes as well? Now we've answered the brisa, where it's true she can't do malacha, but since she can do tashmish, she's a meredes. Gufa meredes al baila pochsin la miksubaso shivin dinar. We said if she's meredes, we take away 70 narim bishabbat, 70 narim every week. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shiva Trepikin. Rabbi Senu Chazru Venamnu, Shiyuhu Machrizin Olea Arba Shabbos Zoacharzu. The Chachamim came to a decision
where they retracted something that they had said in our Mishnah. Chazru, they returned, Venamnu, and they reevaluated what the original Takana was, and they outvoted the original Takana. And they said the following, we're going to call out, show you machriz and Allah, we would announce Arba Shabbosos, Zoacharzo. 4 weeks, each week after the next, that to announce that she's a Meredes. Vishochen La Bezdin, and Bezdin sends her, the message, Haviyadas. Shafilu ksuba sech me'emane hisadita, that you will lose a ksuba, even if it's a ksuba of 100 mana, if you continue to be a meredes. Achas li arusa v'nesua, it doesn't matter whether you're arusa or an nesua. Afilu nida, afilu cholav, afilu shemeres yavam. And even if you're in those categories, you're still a meredes. So, Rashi explains that a new takana was made, that she gets a warning, and then they revoke the entire ksuba. Not like our Mishnah that had suggested either 7 dinar or 7 terpikin. Amar le Reb Chiya Bar Yosef l'Shmuel, Reb Chiya Bar Yosef said to Shmuel, there's one thing I don't understand in the list. Nida? Bas Tashmishi? How could the Nida be considered someone who's a Meredes? If she's a Nida, then he can't have relations with her. So why is she considered a meredes? Amar lei, so Shmuel said to Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, "Ein adayim mishi yesh lo pas besaloi, lemishi ein lo pas besalo." It doesn't compare someone who has bread in his basket, who has already had relations with his wife, to someone who, in other words, he has already been satisfied, to someone who has not been able to have relations with his wife. And therefore, even though it's not her fault, since this extended period of time has gone on, so then in such a case, he's considered a moredes because he never had pas besalo. So we're not talking about a regular nida, but we're talking about a nida where the husband and wife never had relations with each other. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama. We're going to have a couple of teachings here from Rabbi Bar Chama. Eimach rizin alea ela bebatei kinesios ubatei midrashos. The announcements are only made in the batei kinesios and the batei midrashos. Amar Rava dekanami diktani arba shabbosos zoacharzu. It's meduyuk because the emphasis is shabbosos. Shabbosos are the time that people come to batei kinesios and batei midrashos. Hence, it would seem that it's done in the Beis HaKnesses. Another halacha. Amar Rami Bar Chama, three lines before the Y in Samach Gimel on the Beis. Pa'amim sholchen la mi bezdin achas kodem achraza, va'achas la'achar achraza. Times that the Bezdin warns her twice. Once before the achraza, it's done in the Beshuls, and one after the achraza. Darish Rav Nachman Baruch Chizda, halacha ki rabbi seinu. Rav Nachman said the halacha is like our rabbeim, and not like the Mishnah, that we follow the Chazru Vigamru, that they reassessed this takana, and they re-voted on it, and they decided that they should take away the ksuba after the announcement. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hai Burcha. Wow. This is Burcha. It's not correct to do such a thing. Amar Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my Burcha said, why do you think it's not correct? Ano on recent LA, Mishmei Degav Rabbi recent LA, I quote in front of great people, Umanu Rabbi Yosei Rabbi Chanina, and you're saying it's silly? V'iu Kiman Savar, and why did Rava say it was silly? Because he held, he wasn't saying on his own it was silly. It must have been, if he was saying it was silly and other great people had advocated it, must have been that there were other great people who had held it was silly. Ki Yohadim Itmar, Rav Amar of Sheshes, Halacha Nimnin Ba. Excuse me, it was rubbed out a little in my Gemara. Halacha Nimlachin Ba. The halacha is that we consult with her and inform her that she is going to lose her ksuba if she continues to be a Moredis. So, Ravuna Bar Rav Yehuda Amar of Sheshes, Halacha Ein Nimlachin Ba. And there were some who reported the halacha is that we don't consult with her and inform her. If we consult her and inform her, so then that goes back to the shita that we had seen on Amud Aleph, this idea of Nimlachin that we saw at the four lines from the bottom, and that would seem to indicate we inform her and let her know that each week she's losing 7 dinar according to Rabbi Yehuda. So now the machlokis is whether that was the ultimate psak or not. If it was, so then in such a case, then we stayed with each week taking her ksuba down. However, if we say, as we just said, that Rav Huna Bar Rav Yehuda said that the halacha in the name of Sheshes was the other direction, Einim Lachim Ba, so then it was reassessed and she loses the entire ksuba after the achraza. Gemara says, Hechi Dami Moredes. We finally get to what qualifies as a woman who is a Moredes. Amra Meimar de Amra Be'ina Le Umitzarana Le. A case where she says, I want to have relations with you, but she's stamitzarim, so she causes him pain. Aval amra, molis alai lo kafinanla. But if she says that she finds him disgusting, so then in such a case, immediately Rashi says a get is given. We don't force her to stay together, a get is given, and she goes out without the ksuba. However, if she says, molis alai, but so then, for every week, according to Mishnah, she goes down, and according to the Chazar V'Gamru, then we make an announcement if she should change her ways. Marzutra Amar Kafinala. Marzutra says that a woman who's married, we force her to stay with her husband, and we hope that they're going to have relations. V'hava uvda v'akfa Marzutra. Such a thing happened. V'nafak mine Rabbi Chanina Misura, and the child that came out of it was Chini Misura when the parents eventually got together. Says the Gemara Velohi. Don't learn from that case. Hasam Siyata Deshmaya Hava. There was other Siyata Deshmaya that produced Rabbi Chanina Misura. Gemara now talks about a story of Moredes that was actually from a rabbinic family. Kalasei de Rav Zvid Imrida. The daughter-in-law of Rav Zvid had rebelled. And havitfisa chad sharia, and she had grabbed and held onto a fancy cloth that her husband had brought into the marriage. Yosef Amemar Marzut Ravashi, v'yosef Rav Gamda Gabayu, all these rabbanim were sitting together. Yosef v'kamri, and they taught, Marda hifsida, a Marda loses her ksuba, bla'osea kayomim, even the clothing that her husband brought in the Nadunya, those she also has to lose as well. Any of those clothing that's around, she also loses because the husband brought it in. Amr Lu Rav
Gamda Mishum de Rav Zvid Gavra Rabba. Because Rav Zvid is a great man, Machnufise Le, are you going to try to bichonev him? That means to try to appease yourself to him, ingratiate with yourself to him. That's an Isur Daraisa, Chanifa, to try to ingratiate yourself to somebody. Va'amar Rav Kahana mi boy boy Rava velo poshit. That is incorrect, because this was a shaila that Rava had not been poshit. Igad Amri, some say, says the Gemara on the bottom of the Amud of Samach Gimel on the base, Yosef Kamri Mirda Lohiv Sida Blow Sel Kayamin, that there was some who had said exact opposite, that she doesn't lose the clothing. Amilur of Gamna Mishum Razvid Gav Rabahava Afchisale Ladine Lave, you're gonna try to turn the din against Rav Zvid because he's a great person. Rashi adds something interesting, that according to this tradition, Rav Zvid, because of his modesty, is not going to complain. And if he'd be a regular person, he would have complained. But in his modesty, he's not going to get involved. Amar of Kanami, boy, boy, the Rav Velo Poshit. The same version that we had before, that it was a Shiloh that wasn't Poshit. Hasha Delo Itmar Hachi Velo Itmar Velo Hachi. Since we don't have a tradition of this halacha, the Gemara concludes an important halacha that we have in other cases as well, and that is tafsa lo mafkina mina. If she grabs it, you don't take it out of her hands. Lo tafsa lo yavina lo. But if she hasn't grabbed it, then you don't give it to her. The concept of this idea is based on the rule of hamotzi mechaver ol of araya, that in mamon, in a case of a safek, you leave the money where it is. So over here, we would just leave the money because there's a safek whether she loses the clothing of her nadunya as well when she's a meredes. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Samach Gimel in Maseches Ksubis.